بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and seek His help and forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah, the Most High, from the evils of our own selves and from our wicked deeds. Whomever Allah guides cannot be misguided, and whomever He leads astray cannot be guided. I testify that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah alone, without partner or associate. And I further testify that Muhammad is Allah's slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam also be granted to the Prophet's pure household and to all of his noble companions. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. All who you believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and die not except in a state of Islam. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. O mankind, be dutiful to your Rabb Allah, who created you from a single person, Adam, and from him Adam, he created his wife Eve, and from them both he created many men and women. And fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut the relations of the wombs, the kinship. Surely Allah is ever and all watcher over you. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. All who you believe, keep your duty to Allah and fear Him, and speak always the truth. He will direct you to do righteous good deeds, and will forgive you your sins. And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great success. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. It proceeds that the most truthful speech is that of Allah's book, the Quran, and that the best of guidance is that of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the worst of evils are the newly invented matters in the deen, and every innovated matter in the deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a dalala, and every dalala is in the fire of hell. We meet on this evening of the seventeenth of the month of Dhul Hijjah, corresponding to January 28, 2005, with a group of Muslims in Calgary, in Canada, in order to study our deen and remind each other of the beneficial knowledge every Muslim needs. And we will base the discussions on the matter of knowledge and belief and the creed on the book which is called The Fundamentals of Faith, and also the other book which is called The Three Fundamental Principles and Their Explanation by our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala. The first thing we need to remind each other is that knowledge is the most noble thing that one can ask for, and that and the best it is for a seeker to strive. And when the ulama, the people of knowledge, speak about the term knowledge, they mean the Islamic knowledge. And it is the knowledge of Allah said, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So it is the knowledge of the Book of Allah and the authentic Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all that assists in understanding this. This is the true knowledge, and this is the beneficial knowledge. And that the merits and virtues of knowledge vary depending on the extent of one's adherence to it. The greatest and most excellent knowledge is that which pertains to Allah, His names and His attributes. And this knowledge is known as the aqidah, the belief. And following this is that which is related to Allah's right over the creation, what Allah has prescribed upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had honored the people who possessed the knowledge and raised them and raised their status high. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them bear witness to His oneness and uniqueness with sincere devotion. قال الله عز وجل in Surah Al-An'am or Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 18, شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. Allah bears witness that none has the right to be worshipped but He and the angels and those having knowledge. He mentioned them here. And those having knowledge also bear witness to this. He is always maintaining His creation in justice. None has the right to be worshipped but He, or Almighty, the All-Wise. So, this is a sufficient proof to show their high station, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them testify to His oneness and uniqueness and the right for His worship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained clearly that no one is equal to them, as in Surah Az-Zumar, chapter 39, verse 9. قال الله تعالى قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. Say, are those who know equal to those who know not? It is only men of understanding who remember that is get a lesson from Allah's sons. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ra'd, in chapter 13, verse 19, أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقُّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Shall he then who knows that what has been revealed unto you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, from your Lord is the truth, be like him who is blind? But it is only the men of understanding that pay heed. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Mujadila, chapter 58, verse 11, يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. Allah will exalt and degree those of you who believe and those who have been granted knowledge. وقال الله عز وجل in Surah Fatir, chapter 35, verse 28, إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. It is only those who have knowledge, ilm among his slaves that fear Allah. So this is the true and complete fear. Now, why one should seek knowledge? قال أهل العلم, learned scholars of Islam mentioned that knowledge should be sought for the right reasons and for its implementation, meaning to act accordingly, not for the sake of riya, ostentation, fame, or for the sake of any other gain from this perishing gains of this world. Rather, the Muslim learns to be acquainted with his deen and to have insight into what Allah has made incumbent upon him or her, and to strive to take the people out of darkness and into the light. And these people could be, first of all, they are rather, the person himself and those who are close to him. And then the people in his encounters from the neighbors, from the close environment, till the society at large. So he seeks knowledge and acts upon it to benefit and better himself, and teaches others about the good that a Muslim is ordered to do. So a proper student of knowledge, as Shaykh bin Baz rahimahullah mentioned, is concerned with all these things that lead to the beneficial knowledge. He seeks it desiring the face of his Lord. He wants to seek Allah's pleasure and a home in paradise. He wants to understand and reflect upon his deen. He wants to know what Allah has made incumbent upon him and what he has prohibited him from, then acts accordingly. He wants to know his Lord with insight. He wants to rescue people from the fire of hell. He wants to be amongst the guided callers striving for the truth. And he wants to guide people to Allah through knowledge. So wherever he turns, he is in great excellence with these correct intentions. Even his sleep is from the path to paradise. Is from the paths to paradise. If he sleeps in order to strengthen himself to seek knowledge, or to commit a book of knowledge to memory, then his sleep is regarded as worship. Contrary to the one who has an evil intention, for he is in great danger. And we all need to remind ourselves concerning the sincerity in acquiring knowledge. Because the first of the people who will be thrown into the fire will be from amongst those who acquired knowledge and recited the Quran for others besides Allah, hoping that it might be said he is a scholar, or it might be said he is a reciter, as in the hadith reported by Muslim and others. And we ought to remember indeed that this matter of sincerity is worship intended solely for Allah. Therefore, the Muslim must be serious and keen in seeking knowledge with perseverance, then acting upon that which the knowledge necessitates. Because what is required is implementation. Not that you become a scholar or achieve a high class degree. As Shaykh bin Baz rahimahullah asserted, indeed, he said, the main purpose of seeking knowledge is that you act accordingly, guiding people towards good, consequently becoming the successor to the prophets in calling people to the truth. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, he whom Allah intends to show goodness, he gives him the understanding of the deen. And this is reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. As to how knowledge is gained, knowledge is acquired by studying. The Messenger ﷺ said, knowledge is acquired by studying. And this is an authentic hadith which Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah authenticated. Then implementing it for Allah's pleasure, because He, Allah, has ordered it and made it a means by a means by which the truth is manifested. So this introductory reminder for myself and for you is highlighted by many of the scholars in their writings, and it was definitely asserted in the book of the three fundamental principles by Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab At-Tamimi rahimahullah, when he started his book by saying Bismillah, in the name of Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the bestower of mercy, he said, اعلم رحمك الله أنه يجب علينا تعلم أربع مسائل. الأولى العلم. The first is knowledge. And then he explained what it means when he said وهو معرفة الله ومعرفة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم ومعرفة دين الإسلام بالأدلة والعمل به والدعوة إليه. He said, no, may Allah's mercy be upon you, that it is obligatory upon you to have knowledge of four matters. Knowledge al-ilm, which is knowledge and awareness of Allah, and knowledge of His Prophet, and knowledge of the deen of Islam with the proofs, action upon this and calling to that. And the fourth one is الصبر على الأذى فيه, patiently persevering and bearing any harm encountered upon that way. And then he brought the evidences, and inshallah ta'ala in the second class we will begin with the explanation of these four matters as explained by our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala. And therefore we stop here in this introduction, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.